Thank you. Thank you to the chair. To respond to the Sophia's questions, especially on the rights that were enshrined on the Convention on the Rights of the Child, as reported, it provides the policy recommendations for policy reforms, improvement to strengthen legal framework and procedural mechanisms for the children in the country. For that purpose, the National Commission for Women and Children conducted a comprehensive assessment of the Act to identify the gaps and challenges in the principles and implementation of the Child Care and Protection Act. To further identify emerging issues or trends that may require amendment or review of the legal provisions in line with the Convention on the Rights of the Child, a legal assessment will be conducted to incorporate principles and provisions of the Convention on the Rights of the Child and assess the adaptability of existing legal frameworks to changing social, economic, and cultural contexts. In-depth consultations were carried out before that with all the stakeholders, including the parliamentarians, which consists of Human Rights Committee and the Women and Child Youth Committee from the National Assembly, and also the Social and Cultural Affairs Committee of the National Council. We would like to inform the floor that the government has accepted to review the Child Care and Protection Act, and this has also further been strengthened and supplemented with the current legal framework that Bhutan has adopted, and also the National Plan of Actions for Child Wellbeing and Protections, and 2019-2030 under the implementation. In response to the budgetary allocations in the fiscal year 2023-2024, significant portions of budget were allocated to key sectors. Health received about 12%, education received about 17.2%, prioritizing the enhancement of early childhood care and development, STEM education, especially about 234 million to 134 million were designated for the ECCD improvement and STEM education initiatives, including curriculum reforms, ICT equipment provisions, internet connectivity for schools. And we are in the 12th five-year plan, the government allocated approximately 1.1 million specifically for the commitment, especially in the monastic. And for the 13th five-year plan, about 2 billion of social protections are also allocated, aiming to strengthen social security measures. Allocations will be supported with initiatives such as online education, policy development, updates to existing schemes, accelerated housing programs, and a range of welfare schemes. Notably, the scheme extends its coverage to children attending in the vulnerable sections and the remotest areas. I would also like to respond on the impact assessment. In 2019, the National Commission for Children developed child protection and well-being indicator for assessing, monitoring, and improving the lives of children. The purpose of this policy development and interventions and the resource allocations, accountability mechanisms, advocacy efforts that aims at safeguarding children's rights, ensuring the overall well-being. I would like to respond on the Paris principles regarding the children's. On this, the National Commission for Women and Children is the national mechanism for coordinating, monitoring, and promoting protection of rights of women and children. And also, it is governed by the commissions, representative of law enforcement, then judiciary, health, education, and other sectors. It is mandated, as mentioned by the head of the delegations, on the overseas, on the implementation of the treaty obligations arising the frameworks and other treaty conventions. The National Commission for Women and Children is also responsible for developing standards, guidelines and procedures for implementing child rights-based program. I would like to now respond on the targeted interventions and then sustained trainings that we, in order to, especially for the children in the media and their rights. Through the programs on the child justice and procedures, the Royal Court of Justice trained numerous batches of bench clerks, which totaled around 169, and also in 2023, the Office of the Attorney General introduced the training of the trainers program and then child justice training focus on child justice. The National Commission for Women and Children also rolled out the revised standard operating procedures for children in conflict with the law, and then also trained 165 officials, including 88 females from different sectors. The National Commission for Women and Children also conducted child protection and child rights trainings on gender and child focal points of 20 zonkoks and 20 districts and four municipalities. And more than 600 teachers, health workers, community volunteers, youth groups, and scouts were trained in the year of 2022 and 23 around the country. I would also like to respond on the awareness to promote the children's rights. The continuous awareness on the acts and regulations to all the relevant agencies, schools, youths, child-friendly versions of the Convention on the Rights of the Child disseminated to schools and youth centers, trained labor inspectors, health workers, police, immigration inspectors, nuns, monks, counselors from the schools, local government, CSOs, on the awareness of child protection and child rights, and also awareness to the newly elected members of the parliament. Thank you.